Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is February 15, 2023. I am Benjamin with Awakening Plus, and it is divinely directed. So thanks so much for being here. Tonight, we are going to do our usual beginning where we, after the intro, I call the directions, call the allies, invite you into embodied awakening, and then we relax and see what happens. And each person gets their own unique experience. There might be healing, there might be awakening. Who knows what will happen? Whatever serves you best is what will happen. And you just have to relax and let it happen. Pretty simple. And this is one of our very most popular events as gauged by our recent poll. So good things always seem to happen for those who attend here, whether you're live or on the recording. And even if you're on the recording, everything I say applies just as much to you as it does to the live folks. So thank you for being here. I do ask, as always, with our experiential events, that you please give us your undivided attention. Please don't do this if you're multitasking. So please act like you're right here in the room with me. This enables you to have the best experience yourself, and because you are affecting everybody else, even if you're doing it from the recording, that helps you generate your part of the field. So no sidelines, only participants in these kind of events. So that is my request. If you, however, need to leave early, something unexpected comes up, or you can't stay the whole time for any reason, just ask the allies to ease you out of the field, and that'll be fine. All right. So, and this call usually takes around an hour, but, you know, it's up to the allies, really. So, as I said, you can leave early if it runs too long. So you have an escape clause if you need it. I invite you to close your eyes. Please become aware of your physical body and how it feels. Just having the somatic experience of your body. And then add awareness of your energy body in and or around you. Good. Just note that, and we may check in later to see if it feels different then. Chances are it will. All right, I invite you to remain passive, and I'm going to call the allies, call the directions in reverse order of what I just said. If you feel energy changing, just feel it passively doing whatever it's doing. If you don't feel that, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. Whatever it wants to do is fine. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha Inti Kwi Chi. I am that I am. I call in my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, Amma Bhagavan, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Great One, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda, We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's our container. Anyone who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to call them now. That is the only type of being that the field will admit. Just a moment longer for additional allies. Alrighty, thank you. Now I'm going to guide you through the embodied awakening invocation. So this is where you invite your higher self to merge with you in your human body. This will only happen to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So you're perfectly safe. For any reason you don't like it, you can ask the higher self to leave and you'll be right back how you were. So please say the following words to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and become completely passive. Just relax. It's like you're a sponge, your higher self is water. Just allow it to soak in. The more passive you are, the better it works. Mm-hmm. So what I feel during our process is what most people are experiencing live and or on the recording. And y'all are doing really well. Just let it soak in. If at any point your experience is not what I'm describing, please don't use effort to change that. Just be with whatever your experience is. However, if I am giving specific instructions, like for invocation, I do recommend following those the best you can. If you get distracted, as soon as you notice that, just relax and put your attention back to feeling the energy moving in your body, if you can feel that. If not, just feel breath come and go on its own. If zero effort is enough to feel all that, then stay at zero. If at zero you have no awareness of what's happening, then use barely enough effort so you can feel it. There's a little bit of squeaking in my environment from someone moving upstairs. So if you're hearing that, just know that it will be gone soon. Feeling pretty sweet. Feels like a lot of us are in embodied awakening. The way you can tell if you've made it all the way to embodied awakening is if you can say yes to the following question. Is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. That's what your higher self feels like. And if that's happening, then you're merged. At least to the greatest extent that serves your highest good. A deeper merging, I believe, is always possible. And I've had enough deepening layers of my own embodied awakening, and I frankly don't expect that ever to stop happening. We'll leave just a moment longer. It feels to me like most of us are in embodied awakening, but we'll leave just a moment longer for anyone who's not there to get as deep as they can. Getting 100% to it is not required to do this event. Just do the best you can. Any movement toward embodied awakening is to be celebrated. Okay, it feels like we're ready to call the allies to do their thing. All right, allies. As you well know, this is a divinely directed call, and y'all are the divine directors. So we ask that each person on this call, live or on the recording, receive whatever highest good experience will serve them best, whether that's a deepened awakening, whether it's some kind of shadow work or healing process, maybe some of both. Whatever serves them, let it be so. Thank you, allies. And you humans, a critical thing to know is that you are not going to get overwhelmed here. In all the years I've been doing this kind of work, no one ever has reported overwhelm. I don't believe it can happen. If you stay passive and let the divine do it on your behalf, you are perfectly safe. Just relax and let these beautiful allies give you whatever you need. So I will occasionally narrate my own experience. Again, that's what most people are experiencing. Again, as I said earlier, if your experience is different, let it be what it is. Do not use effort to change your experience because of what I am saying. Go with your own flow. I also recommend, to the best of your ability, to release all preference about whether your experience in any given moment is blissful or challenging. If it is challenging, it's because something heavy is cleared, which will pave the way for deeper bliss once that process is over. So even if it's challenging, you will get a wonderful outcome once that challenge has been processed through. And the allies will do everything for you, even if it feels intense or challenging. Just relax, stay passive, trust these beautiful helpers to do everything that is needed for you. I promise you, you at your human ego level cannot do it a tiny fraction as well as they can. And they only want to help you. So I feel my own state going deeper and more peaceful. Nice, so peaceful. So I'm simultaneously feeling the relaxation and bliss of my human body. I'm also aware of a beautiful blended field that's opening up, and all of us are there. Some of us are aware of that part of us that's present there. Some are not. And whatever your experience is fine. And some of us are effortlessly holding consciousness in more than one level at a time. Ultimately, there's no limit on how many levels you can hold awareness in. And I encourage you just to let it happen if it happens spontaneously. Please do not use effort to try to make that happen. Just let it be what it is. Relax into whatever your experience is spontaneously. If you're having heavy energy process, just let your body do whatever it wants to do, as long as you stay safe. Among the things that are to be allowed, if possible, if they want to happen on their own, is shaking, trembling, vibrating, crying, making sound, any kind of physical motion that wants to happen. as long as you stay safe and no one in your environment is going to have a major freak out, I encourage you to let your body do whatever it wants to do. Your body may also just want to stay still and silent, and that's okay too. Whatever wants to happen. I'm feeling a deepening serenity. However deep you've gone, relax fully and see if our beautiful allies want to take you even deeper. And I see already they are radiating all the good medicine we're creating and spreading it out everywhere, not just Earth, although plenty is going to Earth for its awakening, but they're the whole universe. I'm seeing Indra's web or Indra's net in action. The allies are saying, you are the universe, each and every one of you. You cannot have a shift of your so-called individual consciousness. There's no way to stop it from affecting everyone and everything else. It always will. We are interdependent beings, whether we like it or not. And right now I'm feeling some interdependent euphoria. I'm feeling a strongly pulsating energy coming in my crown and pulsing through my body. Just relax into whatever your experience may be at any given moment, blissful or challenging. Again, I encourage you to release all preference as to what any given moment's experience is. Any challenging experiences during these events are only clearing away heavy energy, which will open the door to even more bliss than before. As the great onion of consciousness peels another layer. They're calling for a chant. A penisale la aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Ayahuasca suma kunai didi, manta kunai kayari, shamu ya didi didi. Ayahuasca suma kunai didi, mantai kunai kayari, shamu ya didi 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 didi. Appena sale l'aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Señor San Pedro, suma kunai didi, mantai kunai kayari, shamu ya didi didi didi. Señor San Pedro, summa cunaedidi, mantae cunae caeri, shamu ya di 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 appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. French Broad River, summa cunaedidi, monte cunae caeri, shamu ya di 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 di. French Broad River, summa cunaedidi, monte cunae caeri, shamu ya di 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 di. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apu Mount Shasta, summa cunaedidi, monte cunae caeri, shamu ya di 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 di. Apu Mount Shasta, summa cunaedidi, monte cunae caeri, shamu ya di 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 di. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. O Torango, summa cunaedidi, mantae cunae caeri, shamu ya di 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 di. O Torango, summa cunaedidi, mantae cunae caeri, shamu ya di 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 di. Shamu ya di 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 di. Shamu ya di 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 di. My body's shaking quite a bit, moving some heavy energy through. When energy shows up anymore, I don't worry about whether it was originally mine or from somewhere else. It's in my field, it's mine to process. And the allies are so good about doing it for me. Interesting frequency coming through right about now. Just relax and let it in. I invite you to trust that whatever's coming in is truly serving your highest good. However it may feel. Nice frequency shift right there. Yeah, if you're really willing to relax, open fully, just let these beautiful frequencies work their magic with you, some really wonderful things can happen. It all depends on your willingness to be passive and let these beautiful allies do it all for you. And once again, keenly aware of our group's energy radiating out to the greater good of the earth and all other beings. For some of you, the energy that's here now may feel pretty intense. I invite you to relax as completely as you can and allow it to saturate you as fully as serves highest good. And just let the divine decide what that highest good amount is. At the ego level, you may find it most effective to stay 100% open to whatever's showing up. There's no need for your ego to titrate the experience. The divine will do that for you. So those who have sufficient awakening may be noticing our group merging with other beautiful beings of light. At least that's how they appear at this level. What I've learned in the inner worlds like this is never to initiate from ego here. Or just to relax and let things move themselves. New frequency, interesting vibration. I invite you to relax into that. some intense but subtle energies that I'm feeling now. Just relax into whatever your experience is. Feels to me like we're starting to settle back into our physical bodies to the extent that we have been other places. So as you integrate back into your body, you may notice you're mostly physically present now. See if the body feels different than when we first checked in on it. Be open to having a both and experience. For example, feeling both the physical body and all this divine energy saturating it. Okay, I'm feeling mostly back. We'll leave a moment longer for just a bit more integration time. Feel your body, feel this new consciousness in it. Allies, we know you've been spreading the good medicine anyway, but let's do it quite conscious now. Allies, please take this good medicine that we have generated and share it with all other beings on earth whose highest good it will serve. And also share it with all other beings everywhere whose highest good this energy will serve. Thank you. And since the universe is a place of infinite abundance, even as this energy is shared, it certainly does not diminish for us humans. If anything, it amplifies. Allies, please integrate these higher energies into our bodies to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Let each person receive the whatever awakening upgrade serves their highest good. I think we finally touched down. Take one more moment. Feel how your body and energy field feel now. And if you can, compare it to our earlier check-in at the start. All right. Wow. That's some potent energy. All right. That's a pretty potent field, and they're saying it's time to wrap it up. Pachamama. Mama Kia. Wirakocha. Inti Huichi. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful feel. Wow, this feels so good. So ecstatic. Thank you, allies. As we go, as we wrap up, rather, go if you must, stay if you will. Please stay with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, for to the greatest extent that serves our highest good, allies. Thank you. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? Okay, so that formally closes the container, although the energy is still quite potent and we'll be hanging around for a while. I'm now going to allow anyone who would like to speak or ask a question or give you feedback in some way. Unmuting is now available. So if you're on the live call, just hit that little microphone button and that'll allow you to speak. Take the slash off the mic. If you're the sole phone caller, you can hit *6 to unmute yourself. And if you prefer to just type, the meeting chat window is available for you. And I'll read those out loud as they come down. The floor is open. While we're waiting for the first speaker, some of you may be wondering what the results were of that poll I did for the what we're going to do on Monday nights. And I'm going to leave you in suspense, but I will let you know that in our next weekly update this coming weekend, I will announce the results. Anjali types, strong field. Healings range from clearings coming up kicking and screaming to ultra blissful upgrades. Sweet. Glad you had some good, strong experience, Anjali. It's pretty sweet. Let me just publicly thank Anjali. She contributed a story for my invocation book, and it's one of the longer stories, and it's really well written. So she gave me some beautiful experience to share with the readers. Thank you, Anjali, again for that. Roxanne types, hi, my first time here. Thank you. I can't say I had a dramatic experience, just peaceful. Well, we'll take peaceful anytime. A lot of times the dramatic experiences open up more as you stick around a little bit and the layers start peeling off and you become more sensitive. So I invite you to hang around and see what happens. And thanks so much for joining us, Roxanne. Anjali says, my great honor to be a part of your good works. awe. Thank you. Anybody else have a question or a comment? Actually, Roxanne, the allies are giving me a message for you. They say if you go back and do this event in the archive, you will have a more dramatic experience. One of the cool things about our archived events is if you do the same event repeatedly, you'll have a different experience every time. And the allies say they have some really juicy stuff waiting you if you choose to do this event again in the archive. So if you want to, I'd love to hear what your experience is. Roxanne says, thank you, allies. I'll do it. Sweet. Anyone else? I see that the person on the top of the participant list is 15185. It reminds me of one of my favorite Yes albums, which is called 90125. They named it after the number that got assigned to the album from the Recording Industry Association. A little bit of trivia for you there. I enjoyed their Trevor Rabin phase as well as their other phases for the most part. If y'all don't know, I'm a huge progressive rock and progressive metal fan. And I also listen to a lot of New Agey and meditative and chant and mantra music too. But sometimes I just want the power. Anybody else with any feedback, questions, comments? All right, last. Oh, Jeannie says, thank you, Benjamin and allies. Deep energies tonight. Glad you had a strong experience, Jeannie. Anybody else? I'm sensing it was one of those deep nights that people are a little slow to communicate because they're so deep. Fran says, thank you. Thank you, Fran. I really appreciate you've been coming so consistently since you joined us a few weeks ago. It's lovely to see you becoming a regular. Fran says, thank you. I love being here. Yay. Yeah, that's one thing that I've loved seeing happening over the years that Awakening Plus has been. We have developed a really potent core of regulars who come a lot to our events. They're live, and they create this amazing group field that we all benefit from, whether we do the events live or on the recording. So I'm just so super grateful and fortunate that these people have chosen to show up so consistently and help create the beautiful Awakening Plus field. Grateful to each and every one of you. All right, last call for feedback, folks. Any questions or comments? Michelle says, felt assistance with heart energy. Much gratitude. Excellent. Thanks for sharing that. Okay, last call. Okay, we'll wrap it up then. Thank each and every one of you for being here live or on the recording. I welcome you equally. as I say from time to time, seems like about 90% of our members never do live calls, but they just do the recordings and the courses and such. So as long as you're getting benefit, however you want to do it is perfect. The live events and the recorded events have equal opportunity for having potent experiences. All right, thanks everyone. Tomorrow night, we are going to do community support, if memory serves, so I hope you can join us then. And if you're hearing this in time, if not, then come to whatever events we have coming up next if you want. Many thanks to all of you. Big, big blessings. Good night.